All right, so we'll say let's begin. So we left off. We're going to pick up page Shin Samech Aleph. Machshava Tova. Kol Milchama Shebein Hayitzer Tov Yitzer Harahi B'Machshava. The entire war between the Yitzer Tov and the Yitzer Hara, between one's, we'll call it, good inclinations and negative inclinations, is often waged B'Machshava, often waged in thought. Ki Yitzer Tov Hu Machshavos Tovos. The Yitzhahara who machshavos ra'os. This is actually very interesting. The Yitzhahara Tov represents the good thoughts of man. The Yitzhahara represents the negative thoughts. And our fellow says, we're going to see in just a moment that we've been learning negative thoughts doesn't have to mean anything illicit or immoral or illegal, but negative thoughts, as we're going to see, really the primary types of negative thoughts are atzvos and yeyush, sadness, despair. Lochin ikra hanisayon shala adam. So therefore, again, the nisayon, the true challenge of a person, is should I go ahead and follow my negative thoughts and believe them? So we'll say specifically, we're going to see in the aftermath of either failure, the aftermath of dealing with my challenges, my general ongoing life challenges. So I have a choice. My choice is I can go ahead and listen to the Yitzhara. And listening to the Yitzhara often means allowing myself to lose myself or allowing myself to be lost in my despair, in my depression, in my sadness over the mistakes that I've made, the wrong turns that I've made, the situation I'm in, or I can go ahead and choose to listen to my Yetzer HaTov. And my Yetzer HaTov is ultimately telling me to think thoughts of Emunah. And as we've discussed again, thoughts of Emunah, recognizing that my chasronos, my deficiencies, are given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to allow me to self-actualize. My chisronos are given to me because they are what I need at this moment to be able to become a whole person. And then again, if I go ahead and I think these machshavos of Emunah, which he defines as my Yetzer HaTov, I'm able to go ahead, then it turns out that those things that I originally thought were deficiencies, in fact, ultimately, again, are the very sources of good and salvation. Shari Amad ben Isayon, I'm able to stand strong in the face of an Isayon, Kimo Shashem Rotza. And after I'm able to heed the words of the Yetzer HaTov, to think thoughts of Emunah, then ultimately, again, those chasronos, those deficiencies, are able to turn into something positive and salvational. And ultimately, again, I'll be able to work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overcome them. He gives an example, a very interesting example. L'digma. For example, Adam shemis'akev lo hazivug b'tzura mashma'utit. So a person has difficulty finding a shidduch in a real way, not because I'm too picky and not because I'm looking for the wrong things, but I'm literally, legitimately having a struggle. Omeid b'nisayon kasha lalo safek. And again, just objectively, I know that from his shtadlus perspective, I'm doing what I need to be doing, but I'm struggling. Ve'ikar hanisayon. So what is the nisayon in that moment? The nisayon in that moment, says the Mechaber, is, are you going to side with the Yetzer HaTov or the Yetzer HaRa? So the Yetzer HaRa in this case is not that the God to do something illicit. The Yetzer HaRa in this case is, am I going to allow myself to fall into the pit of despair and despondency? Am I going to allow myself to get lost in my sadness? And it's easy to fall into that trap. He says, because what does Yetzer HaRa do? The Yetzer HaRa says, listen, well, you know why you're not married? Well, you have this issue, you have that issue, there's this problem, there's that problem, and you're imperfect in this way and this. And the Yetzer HaRa gets me to focus on all of the things, my imperfections, and I have plenty of them. It's not a function, those imperfections that are preventing me from finding my bashert. But at the end of the day, again, the Yetzer HaRa gets me to think about all of these incredibly profound imperfections. Ula hapil osa me'amuna shalom. Ki ilu avda tochalto. Ve'in lo sikui lishatein iapam. And ultimately, again, Yitzhar tries to convince me that I'm never going to find the one. Kalamachshavas halalu, hin pashet choser emuna. I say all of these types of thoughts are literally a lack of emuna. Ke'in ma'asram le'hashem milo shio milo seis k'lechol echad ha'zivugo b'chol ishi yirtza. Because Yom Shalom obviously has the ability to give everyone what they need, including their bashert, at the right time. Lochein. Therefore, also listen to this. Dover Rishon Tzarech Lilodos Lashem Shuravak Adem. I will say this is an amazing statement. And again, I often speak about this with some of you outside of this year, because I think we often find ourselves asking the same fundamental questions, which is the levels of Amunah that he describes here are so profound and so overwhelming. So how does a person deal with it? Being single for a prolonged period of time. So the Mechaber says the first thing a person has to do is give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am still single. So, well, what does that mean? Look to what he says. Ki asiba hayichida shuravaki mishum sheze ratzon Hashem shiyeh ravak. Sometimes it's important for a person to acknowledge that the situation I am in is because it is the Ratzon Hashem. I will say, now we've spoken about this concept before, and very often there's this very fine line here between some, yes, everything is Ratzon Hashem. Sometimes I make mistakes which perpetuate a particular circumstance or a particular situation. But he's talking about on a global level. Well, let's say again, I will say, very often in life, I think I'm doing what I need to be doing to move myself forward, but yet I'm not moving forward. So therefore, again, in that moment, I have to recognize this is Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, again, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm single to this day. What does this mean? Ki asiba ha'yichida shuravaki mishum shezer ratzon Hashem shiyeh ravak. This is the Ratzon Hashem that I am in this state. V'lo ya'ashim es atzmo asacherim. Don't blame yourself and don't blame others. V'sheyamin shezer hachi tov bishvilo. A person has to realize that if this is the situation I'm in and this is the Ratzon Hashem, that this is the best thing for me. V'rak ato kishiyish la'emunah azaya tfila toil. Now only once I become a Baal Emunah. And Baal Emunah means that I recognize the situation I'm in is the situation I need to be in, is the situation which is the manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem. Now I can daven. Once I become a Baal Emunah, once I believe that I am where I am because this is where Hashem needs me to be, then I could partner with God to figure out and say, you know what? How do we better these circumstances? He goes on, Barak, he goes, Gamim tola adam, shamania shiyesh lo mitzad ma'asov. So, you know, if a person begins to think to himself, well, I'm in this situation because of my own actions, kigon shechoshev, od lo asisi tshuva, v'yesh li averos ha-mafsidos ha-sazivog. The truth is, I'm in this situation maybe because I'm a bad person. I've done bad things, I haven't done tshuva, and because of that, I've done averos that are preventing me from finding my bashart. V'lachin Hashem ba'atzmo, page shin samech beiz, lo ratza lo seisli, gam zeh noveya mechoser emunah. We'll say, this is also a lack of emunah. Kim ha'yse emunah ba'ashem, Hayapona ilav umavakish azebi atzmo. We'll say, so what the Mechaber is saying is really something absolutely amazing. He says sometimes we attribute situations in life that don't go according, quote unquote, to plan, or aren't unfolding the way we would like them, as a punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, you know, and again, remember, when we speak about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are so many unknowns, because we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. Are there times in life where things go wrong and it's a punishment for things that I've done? Absolutely yes. Are there times in life where things don't go according to my plan, but it's not a punishment? It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different plan for me than the one that I have for myself. So the Mechaber would say yes, and more often than not, it's the second approach and not the first. More often than not, when things don't go according to our planable site, it's not because the Ribono Shel Olam is punishing me. It's because ultimately, again, the Ribono Shel Olam has a different plan for me. I think I like my plan a lot more than I like God's plan. Okay? But that's why I'm not God, right? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than me. I always say, but the goal is in these situations, sometimes when things don't go right, it is so easy to lose myself in the despondency, in the pain, in the hurt of feeling like I can't believe things have not gone the way that I had intended. Or, Ribono Shel Olam, why are you punishing me? And says the Mechaber, that's not the right approach. The right approach begins ultimately with the recognition that if this is the situation that I'm in, this is the Ratzon Hashem. And if it's the Ratzon Hashem, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to be in this place in order to accomplish whatever I want to accomplish. Now, I don't want to be in this place. Or if I need to be in this place, I don't want to be in this place forever. But once I have, I don't say work on my emunah, that I am where I am because it's the Ratzon Hashem. And there's something in the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to glean or to grow, then I can partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again to advance my situation and to help change my circumstances. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with the rest of this section of Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Thank you.